So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
The Supreme Court will be reviewing social media laws in Texas and Florida. And Scott Kleinberg joins us now to discuss this. Scott, how do you think the court's decision on these laws could impact social media regulation?
Morning, Bob. So the Supreme Court's decision could set a precedent for how social media platforms are regulated. So it could potentially impact content moderation and basically overall free speech online. It could also influence future legislation and future regulatory efforts in this space.
So these Florida and Texas laws, why don't you give us a quick background on this?
Yeah, sure. So the laws in Florida and Texas aim to regulate how social media platforms moderate content. So they require platforms to disclose their content moderation practices and provide users with a way to appeal moderation decisions. And keep in mind, these came into effect after the events of January 6, 2021. So there are nuances between these two laws. And an example is the Florida law prohibits social media platforms from banning political candidates, ensuring they have a platform to reach voters. The Texas law allows individuals to sue social media platforms for censoring their speech, providing a legal avenue for users to challenge moderation decisions.
So just so I understand this, we're talking about Florida and Texas here, but what the Supreme Court is going to review will affect social media here in this country, everywhere, won't it?
Exactly, because if they let parts of those laws go through or change the way the laws are now, that opens it up for any other state to do the same thing. And it's very likely other states would do the same thing just because there, you know, there needs to be a change.
Well, it's easy to see why there's a need for clear regulations in this space, isn't there?
Oh. Absolutely. The rapid growth of social media has raised important questions about privacy, misinformation, and the role of these platforms in society now. Clearer regulations could help address these issues and ensure that we have a safer online environment. However, any regulations, they also have to balance the need for free expression and online innovation.
How do you think these laws could impact businesses that rely pretty heavily on social media for promotion and engagement and to drum up business?
I think they could have a significant impact on businesses that rely on social media for marketing and customer engagement. So changes in content moderation policies could affect how businesses can reach their audiences and manage their overall online presence. Businesses may need to adapt their strategies to comply with brand new regulations to even maintain their online presence.
I'm not sure I understand, how that would affect businesses. So, for example, what might they change, or how would they do something differently on social media? Depending on what the court says.
So the way things are set up right now, the social media platforms are basically free to let people say whatever they want on platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And this would change the way that businesses would actually have to allow that to go through. So they would have to monitor what people say in their comments. They would have to monitor what they say on social media, and they would have to potentially remove violating things. Technically, that would be up to the social media companies to do via automatic filters and things like that, but mm-hmm. the things that don't necessarily get picked up by those things, they would fall to people who actually have to monitor this content.
Now, that would be tough for a small business, wouldn't it?
It certainly would be. It would be tough for everybody, which is why the Supreme Court has a huge decision ahead of it.
And Scott Kleinberg, social media strategist, chatting with us about, among other things, some changes. And as far as Section 230, let's talk about the broader legal landscape, Scott. And it's the Communications Decency Act of 1996. We've talked about it before. And first, remind us of what 230 is again.
Yeah, happy to. So Section 230 is a law that protects online platforms from being held liable for content posted by their users. So it's what we're saying a few minutes ago, where if the Supreme Court makes changes and businesses actually have to watch what's on their platforms, this is the reason why they don't have to do it now. But the law was written nearly 30 years ago for a brand new thing called the internet, and things have really changed greatly in that time. As far as how it comes into play, if the Supreme Court upholds these laws, it could signal a shift in how 230 is interpreted and applied. It could potentially lead to more regulation of online platforms. On the other hand, if the court strikes down these laws, it could reinforce the protections currently afforded by Section 230 and reaffirm the current legal framework where there won't be any changes. The outcome could have far-reaching implications for the future of online speech and for content moderation.
Is there any early indication as to how the Supreme Court might rule? I mean, we have an election coming up. We certainly have a problem with misinformation and disinformation in this country. So it would be very timely to find out, to get them to change something.
Absolutely agree. And yeah, we also have a very divided Supreme Court. And while stranger things have happened where two sides have actually come together, I don't think this is going to be that time. So, for example, Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, they seem to favor the state's position. Alito actually questioned whether content moderation is the same as censorship.
Well, we know it's not, is it?
Oh, it's definitely not. But when you view it through different lenses, it becomes really fascinating. There's a fine line between allowing freedom of expression and preventing harmful or inappropriate content on a social media platform. Content moderation refers to the practices and policies implemented by platforms to monitor and regulate content that's generated by users. So this can include removing illegal or harmful content, such as hate speech, violence, or misinformation, and as well as enforcing community guidelines in terms of service. Censorship implies the suppression or restriction of speech or information. It's usually by a government or authority. The concern arises when content moderation policies are perceived as overly restricted. That's when it leads to accusations of censorship.
Well, you mentioned the lens. Everybody's got their own lens these days, and there's no meeting in the middle, is there?
No, and I would love to see us meeting in the middle, but you're right, it's not really the case. The debate here centers on finding the right balance between protecting freedom of expression and ensuring a safe and respectful online environment. Platforms face the challenge of moderating content without stifling legitimate speech, and they also have to address concerns about the spread of misinformation and harmful content all at the same time. So it's certainly not easy, but it's something that has to be addressed.
Yeah. So, Scott, what do you think is going to happen next in this legal battle?
You know, Bob, it's almost impossible to predict, but the one thing I'm getting more and more convinced of is we're not going to see a sweeping overhaul of the way we communicate on social media. There's just too many moving parts, and it's that complexity that makes it that impossible to predict.
Well, yeah, one thing you said earlier is worth repeating. It's a nearly 30-year-old law designed for an internet that looks nothing like the internet of today. It's just not working, is it?
It's not, and you're exactly right. And in this case, not everything ages well.
No, it doesn't. Let's open up the Genius Bar now, and a listener sent this question in for you, Scott. I am unable to post on Facebook after a recent update on my iPhone. What should I do?
Well, it depends. If the update was to the iPhone, that's different than the update being to the Facebook app. So if you're talking about an actual software update on the iPhone, it would be very rare to unlikely that it itself would cause a problem with posting on Facebook, but anything could have happened in that software update. Something with the password not being saved. I mean, there's all kinds of potential problems. The first thing to do, if you haven't done this already, is reboot your phone after you do the software update. Even if the phone rebooted during the software update process, do it yourself. Reboot the phone, log out of Facebook, log back in, and see if you're able to post. Usually 9 times out of 10, that solves a problem after a software update.
Does Apple and other manufacturers, for that matter, do they still recommend turning your phone off and on at times during the week?
They don't necessarily recommend doing it every week or at times during the week, but one thing will never change, and that is rebooting a device, any device, phone, computer, tablet, at regular intervals, or at least somewhat more, you know, than not at all, is a better thing, because what you're basically doing is you're flushing out the system. The system has gotten smarter over the years where you don't need to do this, which is why you don't need to do it every single week. But I tend to reboot my phone. I actually have a reminder set up to reboot my phone and my computer once a week, usually like Sunday evening before I start work on Monday. And it just helps me to ensure that anything that could have gone wrong during that time is caught.
I think it's a good idea for you and I to reboot occasionally as well, Scott.
Could not agree more, Bob.
We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, Scott. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Take care.